When I started high school, I was going through a very hard time. My family was broke. We lived in a tiny apartment, all sleeping in the same room and eating fast food every day because it was all we could afford. My mom and dad fought every single day because of the situation. I'm the eldest of my siblings, so it was my job to take care of them while my parents argued. I had so much anger pent up inside me, and the only outlet for it I had was school. I used to argue with teachers out loud, yelling because they sent homework. I used to lose my cool on anyone, so people avoided me, and others mocked me because of my anger issues. I was super unhealthy at the time because I didn't eat well, so despite my large build, I was pretty weak, and people took advantage of this. All the rich kids who played sports and had time to work out made fun of me, and when I got mad, they'd beat me up. I hated school, but I hated being at home, too. I think that's why I walked to and from school every day, often taking detours in order to take longer to reach both possible destinations. Sometimes I walked home alone at night, and one time I had an encounter that changed my life for the better, at least for the duration of high school. I was walking home one foggy night when I had a feeling I was being followed. I turned a corner, and as I turned, I snuck a peek behind me. From the corner of my eye, I managed to see a group of men. I was afraid I was about to get mugged because they wouldn't find anything of value on me and would probably just end up hurting me, so I sped up my walk. I turned another corner in hopes of losing them, but I saw there was one man missing from the group now. I kept walking, and suddenly the missing man popped up in front of me. He towered over me, and in a raspy voice, he asked me, "What's your name, kid?" I responded, "Noah." He motioned towards his group, and a guy my age came and stood next to him. The tall guy said, "My name is Theo. This is my little brother, Zach." I nodded at Zach slightly. I had seen him around school. He was a quiet kid in my grade. I looked at Theo one more time and realized he was a senior at my school. "You remind me of my brother," Theo said. "We want to help you out, kid." I asked him what he wanted to help me with, suspicious that they were still going to mug me, but he said he and Zach went through the same with their families. "I handled it well, but Zachy here handled it just like you," Theo said. Zach told me everything he and Theo went through. Now, I don't recommend doing what I did, because guys like Theo and Zach are rare, but I didn't care much what happened to me at that point, so I followed them to an abandoned building. I'm not sure what I expected, but I definitely didn't expect a second family. 3 years later, I walked into school ready to start my senior year. Zach was next to me. We were both much taller than in freshman year, and thanks to Theo, I had really gotten my act together. If he ever saw me with unhealthy food in my hands, he would snatch it and toss it in the bin. If he saw me slacking off when I was meant to be doing schoolwork, he'd smack the back of my head and tell me to focus. He trained Zach and I in boxing 4 times a week minimum. How did I repay him? Loyalty. At lunch that day, Zach and I sat at our usual table. We needed to discuss some things where people couldn't hear, so the far end of the cafeteria, away from everyone else, was perfect. I leaned closer to Zach and asked him, "You got rid of it, right?" To which he responded, "Yeah, of course." I sighed in relief. We had messed up a job the night before and taken something we shouldn't have. You see, the loyalty I repaid Theo with was to the gang. Our gang was called the Robins, after Robin Hood. Zach and Theo's father was scammed by some sketchy politicians, which is why they were broke, like my parents. So Theo got revenge on that man by leaking information on his crimes. The man was thrown in jail, but it wasn't enough for Theo. He realized from a young age how corrupt many people in power in our city were. He couldn't take all of them down himself, so he called upon some trustworthy friends and formed the Robins. When the time came, Zach joined, and they recruited me when they noticed I was going through a similar thing. The ceremony to join the gang felt like diving headfirst into a movie. I earned my place in the Robins, got a code name, and was rewarded with my tattoo when I was old enough. Every member had an R tattooed on the inside of their upper arm in Gothic font. I wanted to show it off to everyone I knew, but I knew that if I did that, any enemies lurking in the shadows would attack. Zach checked his watch and gave me a nod. We went out into the almost empty hallway just in time. A few police officers walked in and went straight to the principal's office. 2 minutes later, they were leading our handcuffed principal back to their car. He was kicking and screaming, but very few people actually saw it. I was proud to see another creep exposed. That night, we snuck into school, disguised from head to toe, and spray-painted an R onto the principal's office door. The city was full of R's. It was our way of letting people know the Robins had taken care of another criminal in power. A few days later, I was sitting with Zach on the bleachers next to the basketball court. We sat there whenever we had a free period because it was usually quiet. But this time, the basketball team was practicing. The basketball team was really annoying. They also happened to be the kids who made fun of me when I was younger. Zach and I watched them play for a while, and then one of the players tripped and fell flat on his face. I chuckled, but Zach burst out laughing. His laugh echoed through the gym. I saw the team captain turn to glare at him. The team started marching toward us, ready to start some trouble. So I stood up while Zach was still laughing and clutching his stomach next to me. The team captain shouted from the bottom of the bleachers, "Why don't you come over here and laugh to our faces?" I calmly crossed my arms and said to him, "No need for that. Go back to playing your little game." I swear I saw a vein popping in his forehead. He challenged me to a match to see if I could beat him at his game, which I wasn't going to accept. But Zach stood up, slapped his hand on my shoulder, and said, "He can run laps around you dum-dums." So I kind of had to accept. After school, we went back to the court for the game. It was one-on-one, which was fine by me, but then they told me that to play, I needed to wear their uniform. Their sleeveless uniform. Zach gave me a panicked look and mouthed the word, "No." But I nodded towards the first aid kit on the wall, and he understood what I was going to do. I came out of the locker room in the stupid uniform. I had a bandage wrapped tightly around my upper arm to cover my tattoo. I looked over at Zach on the bleachers, and he gave me a thumbs up. The gym doors opened and people started flooding in. The bleachers were now full, but it didn't fluster me. I knew I could beat anyone on the team. I did run laps around the team captain like Zach said I would. I scored a bunch of times, many more than him, and he only got angrier and angrier. He played more aggressively, so I had to run faster. After a few minutes, we were both sweating. I didn't notice, but my bandage began to slip. The time was almost up, and I wanted to make one more shot. I jumped, scored, and hung from the hoop with one arm. I turned and saw the crowd shocked. I was a bit offended, thinking they doubted I'd win. But then I saw Zach getting up and running towards me. I let go of the hoop, and then I saw my bandage on the floor. Everyone had seen my R tattoo. Everyone knew I was a Robin. Zach dragged me out of the gym. "You had to get cocky, didn't you? Do you have any idea what you just did?" he yelled at me. I had never seen Zach that angry. He reached for something in his pocket, but I ran out before seeing what it was. I ran all the way home. How could I have been so stupid? Number one rule, always have your tattoo covered. But I just had to prove I was better than those jocks, didn't I? I smacked myself in the forehead because I knew what this meant. I knew they would come for me. I grabbed a few things, then quickly scribbled two notes. One of them was for my family, and the other was for anyone who came looking for me. I needed them both to know I wasn't coming back. I spent months on the road. I ditched my cell phone in a forest an hour away from the city, and then drove in the opposite direction. I was running from two different groups. I knew the gang would try to get rid of me. They couldn't afford me getting caught and exposing everyone involved with the Robins. It was too dangerous. I also knew that all the criminals we threw behind bars probably had wanted posters with my face on them. I was the only known member of the Robins. They would definitely hunt me down. I had my route traced on a map. I found the most remote places, and that is where I went. My next stop was an abandoned hotel on a mountainside. I drove up the bumpy dirt road until I reached a path that I couldn't drive through. I marched on as quietly as I could, waiting for the tiniest sound to indicate someone was there. But all I could hear were crickets. The entrance was locked, so I looked around until I found a broken window that had been boarded up. I managed to squeeze through the gap. It was pitch black inside the hotel. I had some matches on me and found a dusty candlestick on the floor. I tiptoed around the place to make sure it was empty. The great dining hall was well lit, which surprised me a lot. There was a big chair facing away from me. A knife was being tossed and caught by a hand on the armrest. A figure then turned around. It was Theo. I expected him to try to hurt me, like Zach did, but he approached me calmly and threw the knife onto a table. "That was a dumb move, kid," Theo said. You could have gotten yourself killed. I collapsed onto a chair and just closed my eyes. I said, I don't know what to do. I felt Theo grab my shoulder. He said he had always seen me as a little brother, so he was going to do to me what he would do for Zach if he was in my situation. He grabbed a small suitcase from underneath the table. An hour later, I looked much different. Theo shaved my head and gave me contact lenses to change my eye color. He also gave me a fake bushy beard. My arm hurt because Theo tattooed a panther, my codename in the gang, over my R tattoo. He walked me towards the window I came in through. He handed me some papers and said, plane ticket and new identity. I was about to leave, but I just had to ask, Theo, how did you find me? He chuckled and said, your car is bugged, kid. I put cameras everywhere. Everything I learned with the Robins helped me when I arrived in Italy. I wasn't going to make the same mistakes again. In my new gang, we don't have tattoos, and we leave no one wanting revenge.